Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. This is Vibe With Me High Energy, and I'm back, and it's Friday, meaning it's high day. So I'm here to drop some knowledge on you, okay, and things that I've been experiencing, all right, and I'm here to see how you doing. So check in. I want to know how you feeling, how you handling yourself during this quarantine. So today, I'm going to be talking about challenges, okay? The challenges that we face throughout life. So let's hop right into this episode. You know, it's crazy how working on yourself never ends. It's crazy. You start becoming better, and then boom, some new shit pop up that you got to work on, that you got to deal with. And it just shows that growth is endless for the people in the back not listening. Growth is endless. It does not end. There's always something we can learn. Life is an endless journey. And if you're moving forward in that journey, new challenges will most definitely arrive. And it's only new because you have not experienced it yet. You just have to embrace new things, all right? Without challenges, how would we grow? How do we grow? They make us who we are. They make us stronger and hopefully better human beings. I pray whatever challenges that you're facing in this moment, I pray that you ask for the strength to overcome them. If you look at it, life consists of experiences, challenges, and achievements for everyone. That's it. These are the building blocks that create the steps or path to success. I don't think we could ever fully be prepared for what life throws at us, because it takes, you know, it can take you in every direction, okay? In every twist, in every turn. I believe challenges are supposed to change you for the better. That's why they are placed in our lives, to make us think, to make us change what's not working. And if we are not willing to change, then the challenges get even more difficult. Overcoming them helps define who you are as an individual. They teach you to make better decisions, to embrace life, and to have faith in something bigger than all of us. We all know that saying that says, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." Believe that. If you ain't in the ground, okay, there's always an opportunity for things to be better. Remember to think, stay, and be positive. That's the mindset we all must cultivate. I have to remind myself sometimes that life is a journey. There's no destination, okay? There's no end to growing, because as we get older, there's a little bit of everything that we might run into, that we're going to run into. We're going to run into happiness, sadness, failure, success, pain, pleasure, frustration, love, hate, struggle, and wanting to just give up. And I know this may sound so cliche, but no matter how many times you fall, it's how many times you get back up that matters. Life goes on, no matter what you got going on. It's not waiting for you to get it together, okay? You have to make that choice. That is your choice. It's a lifetime struggle. Everyone have burdens or wish they could have done something different. But what matters is how you carry those burdens. Do you forgive yourself and others and move on? Or do you hold on? Do you hold on to every thought of everyone who ever caused hurt or pain in your life? Because I want you to know, like I know, that there is peace in forgiveness. The important thing is how you made it, okay? Meaning through your struggle into something positive into your life, okay? That you can use to help others in their life. Every challenge is a lesson, and something good comes out of every experience. So go on an adventure. Go experience more in life. Just remember, we learn from the good and the bad, from ourselves and other people. So look for the lesson. I always say, focus on the present moment, because I don't like to dwell on the past. It happened and it's out of my control. I like to think of the present as now, which is the time to live in. For me, the past is just a reminder of how far I've come. And yes, there are things that hurt and can't be forgotten unless you catch a bad case of amnesia, all right? I'm just saying. Being back home, though, has triggered some things that I had intentionally blocked from my frontal lobe. It's just a matter of me accepting the fact that I was a part of the journey, which again is why it's important to forgive. I haven't even made it through a third of my life yet, but it has taught me so much about this world and myself. It has evolved me into this beautiful soul that I am through hella amounts of personal growth. It's the reason for this podcast, so that I can share my thoughts, my love, and my experience with the world. And I truly believe that anyone can change their life if they put forth the effort that is. You can't always control the circumstances, but you are the captain of the vessel, so you can control which direction you steer. And again, I must say, sometimes you have to let go of things in order to create the life you want. You can't hold on to things and want something new at the same time. It doesn't work like that. And the new you desire requires letting go. Period. As I learn more about myself, I realize some things. Some things ain't worth holding on to. And some of us are only holding on by a strand. And yeah, I said that. Let's be honest. Okay? I took a leap of faith from a secure, stable job into the unknown. I gave up a lot of things, and it was scary. A big lesson I'm learning is to live with uncertainty. To embrace it. I'm finding a new life direction and it's slowly working out, so I'm rolling with it. I'm enjoying every minute of the path I'm on despite not knowing what's up ahead. And to be honest, that really excites me, not knowing what's up ahead, but trusting that my prayers are being answered. Having faith in the universe, in God, having faith and trusting in my own abilities to make it happen. It excites me to know that I've built up enough strength and courage to chase after what I believe and what I want for my family and I. And it ain't no looking back. It's about taking one step at a time towards your goals and your dreams. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone in your journey. You'll come across many people, and there will always be someone there for you. For the people in the back not listening, there will always be someone there for you, no matter where you are in life. Some will just be there for a season, and some stick around for a while, and some will leave a lasting impact. That's life. Nothing in life is permanent. No thing in life is permanent, only temporary. Even the darkest days will see the light. I still believe that one of my biggest issues is asking people for help. I have to constantly remind myself that that's okay. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. But me being so independent, okay, definitely has its challenges at times. Sometimes I feel like I have to do it all, and majority of the time, all by myself. Asking for help is hard work for me, but sometimes it's worth the effort. Our lives are constantly changing, okay? With every thought we think and every choice we make, challenges are there, but they're there for us to grow. So don't go run and hide under a rug when shit don't pan out the way you planned it to. Just know that it's part of the process, and it gives you the opportunity to learn from them and become a better person from experiencing them. And by better person, I mean an improved person. Because there is always room for improvement in all of our lives. Challenges are inevitable. Can't get that word out. Challenges are inevitable. Being defeated is an option. So when life throws challenges your way, don't deny them, don't ignore them, and run away or let them get the best of you, meaning take over your mind, take over your thoughts. Shift your focus from the problem to the solution. Shift your focus from the problem to the solution and figure out how to move forward. Never backwards, always forward. View it from every perspective, because sometimes challenges are blessings in disguise. And if you know me, you know your girl loves a challenge, because I've worked hard on myself to view them as opportunities to learn, grow, and move out of my comfort zone, to push my limits, to realize my potential, to become stronger, to have trust and faith, and to take myself to the next level. They help me change the way I see myself. They bring out the best in me. They give me courage and confidence and make me feel like I can do anything, because I know that I can do anything. I just hope that whomever is listening, to me, can learn something from this. And no matter what happens in life, never give up. Don't fear change. Don't let challenges stop you. Stand up and face life and keep pushing forward. And most importantly, never become complacent with where you are, meaning don't accept the hand that was dealt to you. Play that hand. Then pick up a new deck and reshuffle that bitch as many times as you need. All right? There's no right or wrong way of going about this. Just do what feels right. We are all dealt a hand. And whether good or bad, we do our best with the hand that we were given. There's always a chance to pick new cards. So the cards are in your hand. How will you play them in order to win? And that's it. That's all I got for you today. So I hope that this information and whatever you're facing in this moment, that you adopt the mindset of having a positive outlook on every situation and challenge. And maybe it's just your blessing in disguise and you haven't realized it yet. But I thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. And you guys, by doing this, has made my life a little bit more better. So thank you for listening. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All. And I would like for you, if you love this podcast, share it with your family and friends. Share it on your social media. Follow your girl on your YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Hit that bell notification. YouTube handle is Maya Bianici. Follow me on Twitter at VibeWithMeHighEnergy10. And also Instagram, Maya Bianici. I appreciate you, I love you, and thank you for listening.